You're tuned to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a balmy fall afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Breezy, and the skies are blue except for this one humongous white cloud hanging over us. Hopefully the wind will take that away and we'll have a nice sunny afternoon. We've got sunny music for you either way. I want to thank everyone who helped KGNU, supported KGNU during our fall fun drive. We got a great response, and we were especially delighted to have a great response from you, the Terrasonic listener. I know we did a lot of talking the last couple of weeks, so we're just going to keep that to a minimum and keep the music to a maximum. And we're going to get going right now on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Somos mujeres, somos poderosas, como la agua que te mando yo de ella, se seca los labios, toma, se nos da mucho de ella, que llore, que llore, que llore, que llore, somos mujeres. day wouldn't be right without her makeup. She never had a makeup. She just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stand there singing for money, la da dee, la da da, la da dee. If I see her begging, preaching, please. Although her body's not mine, I ask not why, God why. She's just like you and me, but she's homeless. She's homeless. As she stand there singing for money, la da dee, la da da, 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 la da dee. And me, as she stand there singing for money, la da dee, la da da, 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 la da dee. La da dee, la da dee, la da dee, la da dee.
Terrasonic on KGNU, listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond, feeling extra supported after a great week, really a little over a week of fun driving, our fall fun drive, a great success. Thanks go entirely to you, the listener members, and we want to give a special shout out to those of you who pledged during or donated during Terrasonic. Over the course of the drive, we thank you. You should have received your Terrasonic digital mix by now. If not, hit me up and we'll take care of that for you. We began the program with new music from Ila Bamba, a.k.a. Lucilena Mendoza. She lives in Portland, and her new 7-inch is called Mujeres, and that's what we heard, the A-side to that. Follow that with new music from Anamans and Juanita Yuca, an album titled Exotic Other, a song called Gypsy Woman, and then from Quito, Ecuador, new music from Lascivio Bohemia, and his track is called Mujer Bonita. Brand new music from Nicola Cruz in the background. He's got a record coming out in early 2019, which, of course, is just around the corner. Hard to believe, but there it is. And the advanced track from that is called Siete. You can come by to pay your donation, pick up your thank you gift, say hello. We're open from 10 to 3 today or Monday through Friday during business hours at 4700 Walnut Street. Thanks again to everyone who contributed during the drive. Let's get back to the music here on Terrasonic. If you'd like to get in touch, you can reach me at 303-442-4242 or anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. It is Terrasonic on KGNU Community Radio.
money. You left your papa for government money. I man and forget you money. No sister no be the guy you brother. No body no be the guy you brother. No yoku no be the guy you brother. No yati no be the guy you brother. As you begin forget you money. Would I think pass you before you fall?
Money, 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 yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Terrasonic on KGNU. Just about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me. My name is Joel Davis. In with you this and most every Saturday, noon to one, on listener-powered KGNU. Thank you for joining me. We just heard new music from Sao Paulo's Bixiga 70. Their new album is called Quebra Cabeça. It's out on the Glitter Beat label. We heard Primeramente from that. Before that, from Sierra Leone, Afro National, a compilation of their music just reissued by, or put out by Africa 7 Records. The collection is called African Experimentals 1972 to 1979, and we heard Money Palava from that. And we began the set with the DRC's Zyko Langa Langa, edited by Umoja, from Radio Mwimbi, Volume 2. Radio Mwimbi, a label focused on contemporary African music. They're based in Paris. In the background right now, it's Uniting of Opposites, a trio of British musicians from London specifically, jazz musicians exploring Indian music, dub, and other flavors, and doing a pretty nice job of that. We want to remind you that if you donated during our fall fun drive, we're open today from 10 to 3 at our Boulder studio. If you want to come by and actually make that payment, if that's the situation, or pick up your thank you gift, we'd love to see you, and we are here from 10 to 3 or Monday through Friday during business hours at 4700 Walnut Street in Boulder. Thanks again to everyone who contributed. 303-442-4242 or terrasonic@gmail.com to reach me. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. We'll be right back.
Pra salvar nossa Thank you.
12 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, rounding into the home stretch here. Wrapping up a longish set of music with something new from Brazil's Artur de Melo and a track called Força. Then from the latest compilation from Tropical Twister Records, Histeriofonica Volume 3, a collection of electronic music by women from South America. We heard Arteria and Ibu Selva and a piece called Lamento Negro. Antiflow out of South Africa before that. Their new one's called Radio High Life, and we heard Lights in the Northern Sky. Then there was Kalanji Ananji, remixed by DLJ Read It, and we began the set with Sauvage FM featuring Devalina on a track called Saju from Cheat Meal, a new EP from Sauvage FM. In the background right now from Uganda, it is Deb Master, and this is a piece called Space Tribe from an album called Crocodiles, Homies. Stick around for reggae with the Donovan in the house this afternoon. A lot of more music to go all afternoon and into the evening here on KGNU. But let's keep it going here on Terrasonic for a little bit longer. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you. 24 minutes before the top of the hour at Terrasonic. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music coming in for a landing on this week's trip. Hope you've enjoyed the ride. Just listen to new music from Anchor Song, a Japanese electronic artist. This time exploring the music of Bollywood on his new album Cohesion, just out on the True Thoughts label. And in the background right now, from a release that came out a little bit earlier this summer on the Deep Bali label, based of course in Bali, and I just found out about them in my late night wanderings through Bandcamp and came upon this compilation, the Bali Children's Project compilation, and this Toulouse edit of Merchant Dede's The Awakening. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got headlines from the BBC World Service, followed by 3 hours of the best in reggae music on Reggae Bloodlines. Crucial Maka in with you this afternoon until 4 o'clock, and then it's 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Dennis, your host, from 4 to 6. At 6, an hour of news from the BBC, and our music programming resumes at 7 with Sound Lab. Damon in with you tonight. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find an archive of this program. You can podcast it. You can stream it. You'll find a playlist as well at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, in-studio performances, programs that air only on AfterFM, and a whole lot more. It's afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. Follow us there and on Twitter and Facebook at Terrasonic Radio. Reach us anytime. We love to hear from you. Terrasonic@gmail.com. This has been Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next weekend, November. Aya.
Comes from KGNU listener members and from local businesses like A Small Print Shop, a Colorado apparel printer offering t-shirt printing and more. More information at asmallprintshop.com.
This is the BBC News. Hello, I'm Jonathan Izard. A gunman in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh is reported to have shot dead as many as 8 people at a synagogue. A reporter on the scene said he'd been told by survivors that the gunman shouted, "All Jews must die," as he fired at people inside. The suspect, in his mid-40s and identified as Robert Bowers, is now in police custody. Dan Johnson is in Washington.
Still no confirmation from authorities about how many people lost their lives in this attack. And I think we are being braced to expect that there will be a number of fatalities here. The authorities describing this as one of the worst crime scenes they have ever had to deal with. We await more information about the man believed to be responsible. There was a manhunt for some time in the area around this synagogue, and people were told to stay at home to stay safe until police were able to track him down and corner him.
President Trump has described the shooting as a terrible act of hate. Speaking to reporters, he said people committing such crimes deserved the death penalty. He added that it could have been averted if the synagogue had armed guards.
This is a case where if they had an armed guard inside, they might have been able to stop him immediately. So this would be a case for if there was an armed guard inside the temple, they would have been able to stop him. Maybe there would have been nobody killed except for him.
The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he was heartbroken and appalled by the murderous attack. He said Israelis stood together with the American people in the face of what he termed this horrendous anti-Semitic brutality. The leaders of Turkey, Russia, France and Germany have again stressed that a permanent peace in Syria can only be found through political means. Following a summit in Istanbul, they promised to work to ensure the ceasefire in the northern province of Idlib became permanent, while reiterating a determination to combat terrorism. Despite their differences over President Assad, who is backed by Russia, they agreed Syria's territorial integrity had to be preserved. They called for the establishment of a committee for drawing up a new constitution to meet before the end of the year. Several thousand people have demonstrated in Rome over what they see as the city's rundown state. They called for the resignation of the mayor, Virginia Raggi, saying she had failed to fulfil campaign promises to clean up the Italian capital. Danny Eberhard has more details.
"Rome says enough" is the protesters' slogan. They complain of uncollected rubbish, feral boar, potholed streets and public buses catching fire. For many, a recent escalator malfunction at a metro station, which injured a number of Russian football fans, highlighted the dilapidated state of the city's infrastructure. They've also had enough of Mayor Raggi. When she took over in 2016, it was the most significant victory till then of her anti-establishment five-star movement. It's now in power nationally as part of a coalition. It too will be judged on how well it delivers.
World News from the BBC. In an escalating political crisis, the Sri Lankan president, Maithripala Sirisena, has suspended parliament until November the 16th. The suspension came a day after he sacked the prime minister, Ranil Wickremesinghe, and replaced him with the former president, Mahinda Rajapaksa. It's seen as an attempt to give time for Mr. Rajapaksa to get the support of the MPs to prove his majority in parliament. Mr. Wickremesinghe says he still commands a majority. Saudi Arabia has rejected Turkey's request for the extradition of the 18 Saudi nationals who are suspects in the murder of Jamal Khashoggi, the journalist killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Saudi foreign minister said they were under investigation and would face prosecution at home. He was speaking at a defence forum in Bahrain, from where Frank Gardner reports.
This annual high-level security forum has been overshadowed by Western worries over who ordered the operation in Istanbul. The Saudi foreign minister, Adel Jubeir, was the first official from his country to publicly admit Mr. Khashoggi had been murdered inside the Saudi consulate.